Next item on the agenda is Suffolk Department of Public Works, number 19-2094. Who will be handling that?
This is Rachel Peabody.
Well, good morning, Ms. Peabody. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir, I do.
Good morning, and proceed, please, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to say, first and foremost, thank you to Tony and to you for the kind words, and I can't express how thankful I am to the VMRC for teaching me and growing and allowing me to make decisions and form ideas and to run with them and to learn from my mistakes. So I hope everyone on this call is as proud to be a part of the VMRC as I am. And although it's a new chapter, I am very sad to go.
Well, as I spoke with you earlier, the door is always open. So thank you for your kind comments and your hard work since you've been here. And proceed, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Suffolk Department of Public Works is requesting authorization to modify an existing bridge permit to include replacing an 8-inch gas line that will be raised on timber piles adjacent to the new bridge that will cross Burnett's Mill Creek along Wilroy Road in the city of Suffolk. Next slide, please. So in 2019, VMRC staff administratively approved a replacement bridge where Wilroy Road crosses over a tributary to the Nansemond River, which you can see on your screen. And this was a bridge that is currently an earthen dam bridge that has a large pipe in the middle. And what they are proposing to do is remove that earthen dam and construct a clear span bridge. During the review process for this bridge, we got a lot of positive comments from our fisheries experts that were excited to see additional passage into the upper reaches of the tributary for spawning fishes. During the final construction planning process at the city of Suffolk, they found that there was one line, a buried 8-inch gas line, that's currently in that earthen dam, that when that earthen dam is removed, they're going to need to replace it and cross the river. Next slide. So to revise that existing permit for that 8-inch gas line crossing, we initiated a public review process, again, where we sent out notifications to the adjacent property owners and a notification in the newspaper, and we received one protest from a neighboring property, which is the owner of the rental property on the northwest side of the property. Next slide, please. So here are just a few pictures of the existing bridge. So you can see here, this is kind of a failing earthen dam bridge. It has existing utilities. One is an HRSD line and the other is a water line that are on piles, very similar to what they're proposing for that 8-inch gas line. Currently, that 8-inch gas line is buried within that earthen dam that you see here. And this picture is a great depiction of where the 8-inch gas line is going to go. It's going to be between this white pipe and the new clear span bridge. Next slide, please. So here's the picture on the other side of the bridge. So this is looking at the east. Again, this is the other utility that is existing and will stay in place. Next slide. Currently, there's the 8-inch gas line that runs parallel with the road in the earthen dam. And in order to construct the clear span bridge, Virginia Natural Gas needs to move it to now the west side and put it on the piles that you see here on these squares to cross the creek. So here is the existing utility that you saw in the picture that will be between the bridge and the existing utility. Next slide, please. This is just a cross-section of the raised 8-inch gas line over the creek. Next slide, please. So we did receive a protest from Rachel E. Tyler, LLC, that stated specific concerns about safety and potential loss of investment or injury to their clientele if there were any issues resulting from an above-ground gas line. They have requested that the pipeline be placed underground. Next slide. So Virginia Natural Gas and City of Suffolk reviewed putting the gas line underground and issued kind of that review by email to the protestant and to the VMRC. And there's a number of issues for placing it underground. Currently, there is, because the bridge is an earthen dam, it's easy to go ahead and put it underground. But now that it's going to be an open span bridge, that earth is going to be gone. Because of the angles as well as the limited space in easement, doing a HDD is also just not possible. The new bridge is going to be considerably wider, which leaves less room in that easement, which is why you see it between the existing utility and the bridge. So Virginia Natural Gas and the City of Suffolk have stated that the replacement of the natural gas line is required to maintain reliable service to residential, commercial, and industrial customers located in service territory to the north of the bridge. The existing earthen bridge currently allows for the existing line to be buried. However, the replacement bridge will be a clear span bridge, and the earthen dam that contains the gas line will be removed. The size of the easements and the design of the new bridge give V&G very little options for other crossing types. Staff understands the protestants' concerns related to the safety of the gas line adjacent to their property. However, Virginia Natural Gas is responsible under federal law for proper maintenance and inspections of the line. They have also proposed additional valves on either side of the creek for added safety. Staff feels that the applicant and V&G have reviewed all of the other construction options and finalized a plan that is consistent with site constraints, reduces impacts to the creek, and maintains service to the public. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors in 28.2-1200 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the requested permit modification. That concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer questions, and City of Suffolk has their agent available as well.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Is there any member of the commission that wishes to ask any question of Ms. Peabody? Thank you. I note that I'm sorry?
Commissioner Rubin, Christy Everett, may I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Rachel, we will miss you very much, but happy for your new adventures. And as Steve reiterated, doors always open. But specifically on this issue, I did have a question. To your point about the request for burying the line, no more earthen structure there to kind of hide it under that soil's gone, is there not an opportunity under the actual riverbed to look at that as an option?
So that's generally, the first option that we like to see is a horizontal or directional drill. And in this case, V&G and the engineers for the City of Suffolk that reported that because of the angle of the line, as well as because of the limited space and easements, they're unable to get an HDD appropriately at the right angle to go underneath the river. And I bet they could expand on that a little bit more as well, if you'd like that to be expanded upon.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Everett. Is Ms. Atherton present from the City of Suffolk?
Let me grab her. She's unmuted.
Ms. Atherton? Ms. Elizabeth Atherton for the City of Suffolk. Are you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can, ma'am. Do you solemnly?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Okay. Ms. Everett, number one, had a question pertaining to horizontal directional drilling and the angle considerations. Can you address that, or is Virginia Natural Gas better off answering that question?
No, I'm on the line to represent Virginia Natural Gas and City of Suffolk's interest. And the one of the main engineering reasons why the line cannot be buried to stay within the right-of-way is due to all the pilings of the existing utilities. There is not enough room under the creek bed due to the tiles sacrificing the integrity of that underground crossing.
So
due to the existing piles, the under the river crossing is not feasible.
Okay, so that I understand it. In other words, the right-of-way easement is not wide enough. When you take in consideration the pilings placement, there's not enough room to put the 8-inch gas line through there? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. Ms. Everett, did you have a follow-up on that?
No, and I appreciate the clarification. Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions of the applicant by members of the commission? Thank you, Ms. Atherton. I have a Kevin Stark listed on the page. Is Kevin Stark present or wishes to be heard?
He is not present.
Okay, that'll work. Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else in support of this project that wishes to be heard? The lines are unmuted. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition? I have a Stu Tyler protesting. Is Mr. Tyler on board?
Present.
Mr. Stu Tyler. Mr. Stu Tyler comes not. Anyone else in opposition to this project? The lines will be unmuted. They're seeing none. The matter's before the commission for discussion and action.
John Zedrin, I move we approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second by James Minor.
Seconded by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? Mr. France?
Aye.
Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Minor?
Aye.
Thank you. Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for the presentation, and thank you to the City of Suffolk.